lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are moving cautiously towards approving legislation that rewrites how the state intervenes in failing schools. House Bill 1638 gives troubled schools more opportunities to improve on their own before the state gets involved. The bill would also change the timeline for schools to face state intervention from 6 years of consecutive Fs to 4 years starting in 2016.
The goal is not to be in the takeover business. That's really what the purpose of this bill is to get out of the takeover business. Let's give schools the ability to transform themselves.
That's Republican Representative Bob Boehning, the bill's author. But some, like Democrat Senator Earlene Rogers, are still unsure. Rogers successfully fought to have some provisions in the bill dialed back.
I am not okay with this bill, okay? I'm still not prepared to vote for it. But I thought if incrementally along the way, if it's going to pass, then I had an opportunity to make a bad bill better. And that's what I was trying to do.
Pressure against the bill by Rogers and others intensified after the state board vote earlier this month to shutter the Dunbar-Pulaski School in Gary. Republican Senator Dennis Cruz, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, says lawmakers were troubled by the process that allowed the state board to close a school with no transition plan or a second chance. Cruz remains bewildered over the uncertainty facing students there.
Like right now in Gary, nobody knows where the kids are going to go. Who knows? I guess Gary Public Schools will... I don't know if they're the ones that decide, or if the school board decides. You know, it's tough.
Cruz said the Dunbar-Pulaski decision led to additional changes in the bill, such as requiring a supermajority of state board members to close a school and letting districts also present a last-ditch plan to keep the school open. Lawmakers have bristled at the slow pace of improvement at schools taken over by the state board since 2012. Of the five schools in takeover, four remain failing and all have seen massive enrollment decreases. Debate over House Bill 1638 also emphasized division between the State Board and Glenda Ritz's Department of Education over the issue of school turnaround. Here's an exchange between Democrat Senator Mark Stoops and State Board Member Dan Elsner at the Senate Education Committee on March 18th. Stoops is questioning the benefit of state takeover.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like the takeover schools are actually doing very well.
They're doing better.
Doesn't the Department of Education have a turnaround program that is actually doing really well? That is basically taking schools in similar situations and one of the turning them around in place.
I haven't seen evidence of that. We did have a turnaround office previously and it was closed. And research will tell you that you need a specific turnaround office because this is a different type of a thing than running a school just normally.
When Ritz ousted Tony Bennett as superintendent in the 2012 election, she closed his school turnaround division and later opened her outreach division of school improvement. The new office is based on federal requirements contained in the state's waiver from the No Child Left Behind law. Under Ritz's new program, the department reports that 103 schools previously rated a D or an F are now graded an A, B, or C. While Elsner doubts the outreach division is adequate, lawmakers appear to like the department's results. Others are warming up to the bill's balance of giving local school districts, the education department, and the state board their own rules in helping a school before a takeover happens. But Rogers says she will continue pushing for more changes in the bill when it heads to Appropriations Committee, where she's also a member.
You know, I described it as putting lipstick on a pig. I think we provided lipstick. We might need some more mascara as we move along.
The Senate Education Committee will vote on the bill Wednesday, April 1st. For Randy Point One WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.